Thanks to Raycom for supporting Skim. Raycom wireless earbuds start at about half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycom's offering you 15% off their products. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycom.com/skim. Hey everybody, it's what the hell is it? It's the Scott and Kim show, known as Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And I screwed that intro up real bad. Kim and I are in the car on our way home from my mom's house because after a 3-week stay in the hospital.
A few days in the ICU and the rest of the days in rehab center.
Right, so you get the operation, then you go in the ICU, you hang out there until they clear you, then you go to the regular rehab. Anyway, she's been there in total about 3 weeks, and everything went good.
She's doing really well. I think it's because the hospital they sent her to, or the rehab center they sent her to, was in the same hospital, but they have fantastic rehab center.
Yeah.
They had her doing physical therapy and speech therapy and
Cognitive stuff.
They had, like, some days she had 6 therapists there a day, taking her with them or talking to her.
We haven't mentioned, I'm sure we did already on a previous thing.
What's that?
But she had brain surgery. We mentioned
that? Yes. I'm sure you have.
Okay. She had brain surgery to remove a tumor that was growing on the inside of her skull. Turned out it was not cancerous and not growing in her brain.
But it was the size of a small orange.
Yeah, like an orange you buy at a grocery store. But they got it all.
Yeah.
Even though they only thought they were going to get like 70% of it, which is typical of operations like this. But they got the whole schmear. And she's just recovering well, and her scars look better, and she's not all swollen up anymore, and she's laughing and being kind of normal. So the only downside is her husband John hurt his back really bad, and so he's like kind of useless at the moment, although he looked all right today. I just mean he's, you know, incapacitated.
Yes, he has had some procedure done to help with the pain and it did not work.
Yeah,
so he's not sleeping very well. Anyway, he will be 90 in July.
Yeah.
So,
but if you met him, you might think he's 68 or something. He's an energetic old dude.
Yeah.
Although he may be hitting his wall now, I don't know. but anyway.
Care of each other.
So that's what we did. And then we got Taco Bell on our way home because that's what my mom wanted. And then we ate Taco Bell.
She does not like hospital food.
Hospital food is the worst.
Hospital food.
I don't like hospital. That's how like a little kid would say it. Hospital. Which is a great time to transition to say, Van is talking now, although, you know, he's 2,
oh,
so.
Oh my goodness, it's so cute, though.
It's not like full sentences or anything, but he's really killing us with his cute talk. He likes to say, basically, I don't know if this is good for his ego or not, but Taylor taught him to say, "I'm so cute," which is just, I don't know, get you in trouble if you're not.
Yeah,
you start saying that in your
2,
teens.
It's fine.
He's 2 years old. But he's starting to talk and say words and you know, when he
call
knows.
Call us what, Nana and Tops?
Yeah, Tops. Even though I'm supposed to be Pops, he calls me Tops.
I like that, though.
It's fine. I'll take Tops. Better
look,
bottoms.
You know what? The other word he says for his other grandpa is tampon.
Yeah, so. He calls him tampon. So,
I told him,
next time I see Shane, I'm going to go, "Hey, it's tampon. I've heard so much about you." It's just great. It's so much fun to watch. I love this age. I forgot how much fun this is. Like, when our kids are that age, I love that stuff. It's so much fun.
Running around, just talking, jabbery.
Yep. Cute little dude. We had a little party for him. A little closed.
It was just
our little family.
5 of us for his birthday.
Yep. And, wasn't quite what Taylor wanted. She likes to have big
no one's happy
gnarly
about
parties.
This,
no,
but
I know.
She was very cautious and thought this is the smart thing to do, and so she did. Just 5 of us went to his little birthday party.
Yep.
Including Taylor and Dylan.
Yep.
And he is so much fun. He loves balloons and he loved the cake. Of course, that's probably the most sugar he's had his whole life, and all in one day.
He freaked out on that sugar. That's the other thing, is that sugar cake thing.
Yeah.
So, I had to have a bite. I didn't eat a lot.
No, you had a bite. It was good.
It was so good, dude. Maybe it's just because I haven't had that
in a while. It had macarons on it and berries and, oh, man, that's so good.
Why are there people looking at us from that van? What is that about?
It's on the van.
Oh. I don't have my glasses on. It looks like people.
They're just standing in the back of a van. Yeah, like it's
a commuter bus. Anyway, so it's a beautiful day. That's the other weird thing. It's in the 50s today. Yeah. It's sunny.
In February in Utah.
Perfect day to take your mom home from a hospital without her getting all cold and snowy and stuff.
True.
And we're just getting over slippery. We're getting over this weird thing that happens here sometimes where we're not the only place you'll see it. I was told by other people in other states they see it all the time depending on the year, but what will happen sometimes is a storm will kick up a bunch of the salt at the salt flats, which is like an hour north of us or something, right? About an hour?
Yeah.
Hour and a half?
Northwest of us.
Northwest. And it's beautiful out there. It's amazing. If you've ever seen the intro to
Knight
Rider, you've seen the salt flats. Or the movie The Last Indian, or The Fastest Indian, The Last. I always get The Last of the Mohicans and The Last Indian. And that's just racist of me, sort of. A little bit, just a tiny bit.
The Fastest Indian.
The Fastest Indian, which is a motorcycle with Anthony Hopkins in it and other people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what happens is those storms kick up that salt, or in some cases desert sand if you're in a more desert, or we're in a desert area too, but that's not what this stuff is. And then it swirls it up into whatever storm's coming or brewing, and then when the snow falls, it dumps with it.
Mud.
So everybody's car is covered in what looked like white ash mud.
It looks like everyone went four-wheeling.
Yeah, but four-wheeling in, like, oatmeal. Because it's not like dark dirt, you know?
It's like white mud.
Yeah, like white mud. It was real weird.
It's like oatmeal on everyone's car.
But apparently, it's really good for the soil, so...
So that's good.
That's good. It's something that's like silt or something.
Yeah, that's
But it's some
right.
kind of combination of nutrients and crap.
Well, silt is what you would get in a lake, so it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So it's stuff, that lake out there, the Great Salt Lake, has like all kinds of...
Stuff.
Good for you, crap in there.
Yeah.
Although, don't go drink it. That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine drinking that?
No.
All that brine shrimp, dead brine shrimp. Mm. Anyway, so that's what's been going on with us. We had a bit of a break from the show, but not on purpose. It's just my mom with her surgery, and Nick moved, and all this stuff happened at once.
Yeah. Nick moved to Minnesota, and it's zero for the high today. He says it's real cold.
Yeah, zero for the high in Minnesota, Red Wing, Minnesota.
It's actually a good band name.
He says he has trouble zero getting the car high. Started when it's this cold. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he park outside?
No, he has a parking garage. I think he's in a garage, but still, it's zero.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
I told him, I said, do not just hop in, start it, and drive. Like, let that thing warm up. Because you're going to be
for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's bad here if you don't do that. I can't imagine there. Anyway, with him moving and everything else going on, we just have been out of our minds, busy, and no one's been sleeping good.
It's like
just
busy,
been...
but not going anywhere.
Yeah, I hate
How's
that.
That
I hate
out?
That feeling. It's an awful feeling, just being out of your mind, busy, but then knowing that you have to confine it all to masks and close zone of your own house and whatever.
Yeah, it feels just weird. I mean, everybody's feeling it, I'm sure. We're not new to this.
No.
It's a year in.
Yeah, we're a year in now. Since this, about a year.
Almost.
It was really early March where things started to get weird.
Well, that's when we shut down.
But it was about now we started hearing about it and people going, it's the China virus. Some, you know, never mind.
Never mind. Exactly. That's exactly right.
The past is the past. So.
But it's over now.
I'm not going to, there's no details, but I told people in TMS, Kim had a mild procedure done that was just annoying. So all this stuff at once, it was like trying to dig yourself out of a hole. And
well, mostly because I took weird antibiotics that made all my joints hurt.
You're almost done, right?
I'm almost done. Today's the last day I take that bad.
Really hardcore antibiotics that are like, they mess with you. They tell you right up front.
They tell you right up front. You will not be able to sleep very well.
They make your brain foggy. Don't drink any milk.
Don't drink any milk with it. I think that's what happened is I think I had a bite of yogurt to take a pill and then realized, that was a bad idea. And then all my joints hurt.
Yeah.
Like
fingers
crazy.
Hurt. Knee hurts. Feet hurt. stupid stuff like
sleeping,
that.
Sleeping, so everything hurts. Gosh, yeah. I feel like an old lady.
And I've just been cranky, like just irritable, and the weather's been weird, and like I get all high pressure even when there's weird weather. Mm-hmm. So guess what I'm saying is, welcome to Complainer Cast.
Wow.
This is the hot new year of podcasting complaints. All right. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking for an excuse not to be looking at screens all the time. Now more than ever, and whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of some kind of distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and get the content I'm itching for is by putting Raycon wireless earbuds into my ears and listening to something great. Podcasts, audiobooks, music, the list goes on. Well, we've teamed up with Raycon and really recommend these wireless earbuds. They're fantastic. Get 15% off your entire Raycon order to feel free to grab a pair and a spare, by the way. Why not? 15% off at buyraycon.com/skim, S-K-I-M, buyraycon.com/skim. Whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcasts, binging that audiobook, powering through your work workout, you're on the treadmill there in the basement or wherever you're at, you get your pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycons in your ears can make all the difference. No dangling wires, no stems to get in the way here. And they come in a range of stylish colors, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Raycon is built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, this I can attest on both my Android devices and my iOS devices. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Yeah, that's right. The best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds, starting at about half the price of other premium audio brands. I love my pair. They are in my ears often, and in fact will be again tonight while I'm on my own treadmill. You've heard me say all this before. So if you still don't have a pair of these Raycon earbuds, we have a great deal for you, and we have to wonder why you haven't done it. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for our listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at raycon.com/skim. Buy raycon.com/skim.
But other than that, everything's great.
Yeah, I got no complaints. Kim's on her way to an eye appointment, just a regular eye appointment. And we're not sure we're going to even make that on time. And also Cindy, who's at the eye place, she listens to this.
Oh, awesome.
So Cindy, hello. Thank you for your willingness to work with Kim on her appointment today, since things are so crazy.
Knowing that I was, when you go to a hospital to pick someone up, and yeah. I don't know if everyone else feels the same way, but when they discharge you from the hospital, it's never when they say it's going to be.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
Ever,
they'll
ever,
say
ever.
Be here at noon, and then it's like 3 when you
yep,
leave.
Exactly. So I just wasn't sure.
I remember when you would go home with the babies after they were born, it was never on time.
It was always at least 3 hours.
Always.
They'd be like, oh, yeah, we can get a charger by 9 o'clock in the morning. And we never left before noon.
Yeah.
Not
I don't get that.
We were in a hurry, but, like, I don't know.
Have I ever had it? I've never had a major surgery or anything while we've been married, right?
No.
Closest to that would be, like, colonoscopies and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Oh, no, that I had my good. Eyes done. But that was, like, 8 minutes.
That wasn't major surgery in the same sense of, like...
Ooh, who's calling you?
I don't know.
Bubba. Is that Nick?
That's my phone. It's called Bubba.
Your phone is called Bubba? Here, end that call.
No, it's my brother. He's calling me. Oh. I'll call him back.
Hey, Kim.
He just wants to know where his Valentine card is.
Send me free stuff in the mail, Kim. Anyway.
You guys
should meet her brothers. They're a hoot.
I have 3 brothers that all live in a...
what do you call that?
What do you call that? Like a home?
A home for...
challenged...
Is it challenged?
I don't know.
I don't want to say the wrong words. Okay, so basically here's the quick story of it. Kim has these 3 brothers. 2 of them are twins.
They were all adopted when they were very young.
Yeah, all adopted by Kim's parents when they were very young. Those 2 were babies, I guess.
Yeah, but they all had fetal alcohol syndrome, which we didn't know at the time, but have been since diagnosed. They're like 30 and 31 now.
Yeah, they had fetal alcohol syndrome, which means they had the twins were the only ones that started really showing it. Michael was fine. But then Michael got into a drunk driving accident. He wasn't
He was drinking. Hit by a drunk driver at 18, and now...
At 18 years old, and just about killed him.
Yeah.
And now he has got... He had all kinds of brain surgery, and so, I mean, half the car was in his head.
So he's a TBI patient.
Yeah, TBI?
Traumatic brain injury.
Traumatic brain injury, and then her twin brothers. And that happened, like, what, 2000, 2001? Something like that?
So no, it was earlier than that.
Was it?
It was earlier than that. But he was 18 and he's like 30 now, so what is that, 15 years ago? He's 31, 32 now?
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't know. I can't math today.
I can't math either. Math sucks. Anyway, so it's an interesting, fun side challenge in your family. And
so they live in a home about three and a half hours away.
They live in Cedar City, which is kind of like the home of Shakespeare in this state. People love Shakespeare down there for some reason. So they always do these festivals and stuff. But anyway, they're in a home down there. And so every once in a while, like a holiday, pre-COVID, we'd see them all the time.
Hey, did you send me something in the mail?
Yeah, so Kim...
When are you going to send that in the mail?
So now instead of come see me, it's send me stuff in the mail.
Because we can't go down there.
Yeah.
And see them.
So anyway, that's them. They're great.
So that was Josh.
That was Josh who called him.
I'll call him later.
Seriously, maybe. Josh and David would make you guys laugh.
They're really funny.
And nervous. They'd make you nervous. They'd make you wonder if everything's going to be all right. But that's just those guys. Anyway, so what else is going on? I don't have any emails with me. I know I've got some stacked up, but I'll get those for the next episode.
Okay, we have to do it next week, though.
Yeah, we will. Things are calming down a little, right?
Yeah.
Kim started watching The Outsider, which probably didn't help you sleep last night. But that's
actually,
a cool show.
I slept like
show.
A baby last night, yeah.
Oh, me. Not because of that, though. But you like it, right?
Yes.
I can't believe I'm watching you get into a Stephen King property. That's amazing.
That's not the first one I've gotten into.
Name another one.
I can't remember the other one I got into.
There's no other one you got into.
What?
Stephen King?
You're
I know you love Shawshank Redemption, but that's like... His side. That was a short story.
No, but I liked the
Green Mile.
The killing.
That wasn't him though.
No, I'm not saying it was, but in the same.
You
genre,
mean that kind of
the
stuff?
Same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, his always has, not always, but often has a supernatural bent.
Yes.
Which the Outsider does. The Outsider is awesome. It's very cool.
Having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And, although I don't want to go to. It's so hard to want to go to bed at night. So I feel like that's part of this. I'm not tired at night. So I've stayed up very late to watch that, and we stayed up very late to watch, what was the, Fargo.
Hardcore pornography. Oh, no, sorry, Fargo, yeah, we would binge that till way too late.
Till 2 in the morning.
You have a whole season left of that.
We have
do
one
that.
Season left, so.
We binged the first 5 episodes of WandaVision and loved it.
Loved it. That was super
Can't
fun.
Wait for episode 6 this week. I now understand why people were annoyed early in that series, because they had to wait a week to see what the hell was going on.
I felt
this
like
is so much better binging.
Yeah.
Binging is so much better.
Yeah.
Because I would have been annoyed. Not annoyed, but just like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? I got to wait 7 Earth days to find out what we're doing. And then another 7. It's like, wait, this is like Bewitched. Okay, another 7? Oh, now it's in the 70s. What are we doing? But by the time you get to 4 and 5, things are coming together.
Actually fun. We did it straight through.
Yeah.
We binged it straight through on a Saturday night. It was great.
Still can't believe they somehow figured out a way. It's a true across most of the MCU, but they figured out a way to make freaking Scarlet Witch and the Vision these old, kind of crappy characters that kind of had their heyday in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow made them relevant and awesome. Like,
yeah.
I just don't know how they do it.
I gotta get over it.
Yeah, you gotta get over it. Anyway, so while we drive through this dusty wasteland of weird mud rain, we thought we'd pipe in and say hi to everybody. It's going to be a little short today, but we wanted to check in. It's okay. We'll get caught up and
got my eye doctor appointment today.
Yep. A or B? A or B?
One or two.
Did I ever tell you the story about the... Do you remember the Chinese doctor we had? It doesn't matter if he's Chinese.
All right.
I'm just trying to
have... probably shouldn't say
I'm
it.
Trying to have you remember which one it was. That's
okay.
A way of doing it.
All
right. but he was this doctor, eye doctor. The only eye doctor that ever did this to me. But he would get so close up to me while he's using the big eye things. He put his knee, gently of course, but his knee was wedged right up in my crotch the whole time.
I think that's every eye doctor for you. So tall.
I've never had anyone do that except for Dr. Ping or whatever his name was. He had his knee in my crotch resting there the whole time, yes, going, one or two, one or two. And I'm like, well, in a minute, it'll be whatever three is. I'm getting out of here.
That's not good.
He did it the whole time, and I never said anything.
Well, you know.
Like,
so
I had...
You have to just scooch back in your chair so they know.
I feel like I finally had a sense of what it might be like to be somebody who is... I never had to be somebody who was experiencing something really uncomfortable that somebody else was doing to me and okay. feeling like I'm frozen with fear and not saying anything.
Did you not get physicals at camp when you played softball?
What?
Or go to softball. Scout camp?
What?
Scout camp?
What's scout camp?
Scout camp.
Scout camp. What do you mean? Like,
when you have to get a physical. That's pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, those physicals.
Imagine.
Yeah, but that was like a, hey, doctor, I knew what I was into there, or what I was going
You're
into.
You're like, my eyes are up here.
But I don't know, like what, like if a guy, let's say you're at work and some douche at a meeting,
oh,
and you're sitting next to him and he slips his hand over your thigh while you're sitting there.
Did that ever happen to you?
No, but I'm sitting, that's my point. Dr. Ping and I had a similar moment. Not that his intent was like that. Maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe he was trying to get some of this sweet 6'4" action. I don't know what he was doing. Anyway, that's the end of that story.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next Monday.
See? I'm not the only one mixing
up words. What's wrong with my words today? I feel like the stuff with my mom's such a big relief that my brain's kind of farting out right now.
It's catching up to it all.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
It's all good. Keep your eyes on the prize, everybody. If you want to text us. If you want to email us. Shit. Email is, what is it? Skimshow@gmail.com. Skimshow@gmail.com. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Skimshow@gmail.com. Give me anything else to say?
That's all I've got.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.